You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hawk Body MC, and I'm bringing you our WWE Friday Night SmackDown recap from April 12, 2024, live in the Big D, Detroit, Michigan. The kickoff Friday Night SmackDown, the new WWE champion, Cody Rhodes, comes out. Cody says, this past Monday, I was interrupted by The Rock. Who the hell told you that tonight was open mic night, bitch? When The Rock was here, the mood changed. He gave me something I gifted to him. It was an award. It was awkward, but I believed him when he said he would come back and look for me. But Rock, I'll be standing right here. In 3 weeks, I'm flying to France. I'm going to face one challenger you see tonight. For those on SmackDown who don't know me, I became undeniable to champion. So Cody Rhodes is basically making a statement saying that he is going to be the champion for SmackDown, and he will be taking on whoever wins in these two triple threat match tournaments. We'll find out next week. We then see Paul Heyman, Solo Sikoa, and Jey Uso show up, and they're about to go into what normally is the Bloodlines office or backstage room, but it ends up being the room of Cody Rhodes. And Paul Heyman says, that's the champion's locker room. If we want the room back, the title needs to come to the Bloodline. Orders from the Tribal Chief. So Paul Heyman just letting them know that Roman Reigns still has control of the Bloodline, and if they want to enjoy this backstage area, they need to get the title back with the grabs. We see a backstage promo where Santos Escobar says that he did not attack Dragon Lee last week on SmackDown, causing Lee to be injured and taken out of the WrestleMania match. I have a feeling it's going to be Carlito, but we'll get there when we get there. Next, we have the first number one contenders match, LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley versus Santos Escobar. And this is a decent triple threat match. We see Legado del Fantasma attack LA Knight and land a triple powerbomb. The Street Profits come out and attack Legado. B-Fab lands a pump kick to Electra Lopez. And with all of that craziness going on, LA Knight lands a BFT to Santos, and LA Knight will move on and be in the number one contendership match next week on SmackDown. We see LWO talking backstage, and Ray says that the truth will come out over who attacked Dragon Lee. The Bloodline come out next, and Paul Heyman says the Bloodline offers no excuses for what happened. The Tribal Chief has ordered that we accept accountability. At WrestleMania 39, Cody Rhodes took his eye off the ball, and he lost. At WrestleMania 40, Cody Rhodes flipped the script. Seth Rollins told Cody Rhodes that he would be his shield. After 10 years of waiting on revenge on Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns gave in to temptation. He was distracted and took the eye off the ball, and Cody Rhodes won. But like a phoenix, Solo looks at Paul Heyman and grabs the mic. And Solo says, losing and winning matters, right? Consequences mean change. Solo stares at Jimmy. Jimmy's looking at him like, what do you mean? Solo says, I love you, and he hugs him. And then Tama Tonga shows up and arrives in WWE attacking Jimmy. Solo says, Tonga to lift him up. Solo lands many Samoan spikes to Jimmy. Tama lifts up his finger. Solo grabs Paul Heyman, and they all do the finger in the air. Solo stomps Paul Heyman's telephone, and Solo tells Jimmy he loves him, puts a chair over Jimmy's neck, and Solo lands a hip attack in the corner. So we have a new member joining the Bloodline in Tama Tonga, but is this a whole new Bloodline? Obviously, Solo doesn't look like he's going to be listening to Roman Reigns breaking the cell phone of Paul Heyman. I'm excited to see the new developments coming up with this. Next, you see Bron Breakker defeat Cameron Grimes after a spear. Quick match. I am a big fan of Bron Breakker, but they just keep giving him guys to be in, like, quick fashion. Next, the new WWE Women's Champion, Bayley, comes out. Bayley says, I feel so proud to call myself champion. This isn't my first time as champion, but this one feels special. I want to give an opportunity to someone who deserves it. That's when Tiffany Stratton comes out. Tiffany says, I accept because it is Tiffy time. Bayley says, it's nice to meet you, Tiff. I don't have an open challenge. The person I want to fight is Naomi. And then Tiffany trashes Naomi. Naomi comes out. And we're going to get Naomi versus Tiffany Stratton next. The winner goes on to face Bayley. And Naomi gets the win after a roll-up. And Naomi will go on to fight Bayley. I do think that Tiffany deserves a title shot, but it will mean more down the line for her when she does get it. Bayley versus Naomi sounds like a good match. Kayla Braxton talks to Paul Heyman, who's checking on Jimmy Uso in the doctor's room. Tama Gray tells Paul Heyman by the order of the tribal chief. Solo Sikoa looks at his thumb. And just more ways of letting us know that we have a new bloodline in the making. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller talk about winning the tag titles. We get a promo from Logan Paul bragging about winning at WrestleMania. We then get Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair defeating Chelsea Green and Piper Niven after Jade lands a jaded on Chelsea Green. Good to see them teaming up. They probably will win the tag title soon. Next, we have our second number one contenders match, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. A lot of action here. AJ lands a super Styles clash to Rey on top of Kevin Owens to get the three count. And next week on SmackDown, we'll get LA Knight versus AJ Styles. The winner will take on Cody Rhodes at Backlash for the WWE Championship live in France. I hope AJ gets the win, although I have a feeling it might be LA Knight. But other than that, decent episode of SmackDown. Not a lot of crazy stuff happening. I'm excited to see the debut of Tama Tonga and what's next for the Bloodline. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.